This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. Ultra-processed food ban angers ag. Water supply bill passes Senate. Seed oil flare-up. And what's in USDA funding? Well, join us at the annual Food and Ag Issues Summit West on Tuesday at the Sheraton Grand in Sacramento. The full-day conference will bring together leading voices on labor, tariff, and water challenges for speeches, panel discussions, and networking opportunities. You can view the agenda and save your seat today by registering to attend in person or virtually at www.agripulse.com. Ultra-processed food ban gains ag opposition. The Assembly has passed a bill to phase out, quote, harmful ultra-processed foods in school meals by 2032. Now, the focus is now on the Senate for Farm and Food Associations opposing AB 1264. Following the lead of Consumer Brands Association, more than a dozen farm groups, along with grocers and food companies, have raised concerns. California Farm Bureau calling it absurd that AB 1264 defines fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains as ultra-processed. The coalition claims it also describes egg whites, rice starch, and even citrus juice as harmful. The California Tomato Growers Association took issue with an amendment claiming the intent is to prioritize California-grown products. The farmers, known for their pasta sauces and tomato paste, argue the legislature should provide that support by protecting, quote, the proven safe foods that get added value from processing. Bill to boost water supply passes the Senate. Lawmakers have unanimously backed a bill to develop 9 million acre-feet of new water by 2050. The push for a statewide water supply target has gained the backing of nearly 200 agricultural associations, business interests, and water providers. With amendments elevating environmental and tribal uses, the bill has shed all registered opposition. SB 72 is also getting a boost from new UC research, showing that failing to address California's perpetual supply challenges could cost the state $14.5 billion annually. The supply looks to shrink 25% by 2050, putting up to 9 million households, 3 million acres of farmland, and 67,000 jobs at risk. The status quo will continue to jeopardize California's way of life, according to UC Davis professor and study author Jay Lund. But while the bill survived the Appropriations Committee last month, the Department of Water Resources estimates it would cost $17 million in the first 5 years to implement and more than $3 million annually thereafter. That could be the death knell for SB 72. Governor Gavin Newsom is grappling with a $12 billion state budget deficit and wants to limit any new spending. The steep cost led Newsom to veto the same bill last year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA chief draws fire for seed oil remarks. Industry groups are criticizing FDA Commissioner Martin McCary for incorrect and misleading comments on seed oils. McCary told Fox News yesterday morning that it's nearly impossible to find infant formula without seed oils, a product he called pro-inflammatory and not naturally occurring. His comments came ahead of an FDA expert panel on infant formula centered on the presence of heavy metals and seed oils. Seed oils have been used in the global food supply for decades and are proven to be safe and nutritious ingredients for a variety of products, says the National Oilseed Processors Association and the Corn Refiners Association in a statement. Remarks like those made today create unwarranted anxiety about the food supply and about safe and nutritious formula that benefits millions of infants globally. Red state lawmakers clear MAHA bills. Legislators in Texas and Louisiana have passed bills requiring food manufacturers to put warning labels on products containing certain ingredients. Both bills await the signatures of Republican governors. The passage demonstrates the growing influence of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again movement. The Louisiana bill, it's SB 14, it would ban certain ingredients, including several food dyes, additives, and artificial sweeteners like sucralose from school meals. This does not apply to food and vending machines or concession stands. It also would require manufacturers to label any food item in the state if it includes one ingredient on a more expansive list. In addition to food dyes and additives, the list includes interintensified soybean oil and synthetic trans fatty acid. Finally, the bill would require restaurants and other food service establishments to inform customers on menus or another visible location if they cook with seed oils. This applies to corn, soybean, canola, and sunflower oils. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry issued an executive order in May requesting the appropriate state agency to request a waiver from the USDA to pilot restrictions on soft drinks and candy from SNAP. In a video announcing this move, he also urged the legislature to approve SB 14. Meanwhile, in Texas, both chambers have cleared SB 25 for Governor Greg Abbott's signature. Similar to the Louisiana bill, it would require manufacturers to display a warning label if the product contains one of 44 ingredients, many of which are banned or regulated in other countries. The label would read, quote, "Warning, this product contains an ingredient that is not recommended for human consumption by the appropriate authority in Australia, Canada, and the European Union, or the United Kingdom." The bill was scaled back from its original form to remove sweeteners. It also would invalidate the labeling requirements in the event of a similar or more far-reaching federal requirement. The bill only applies to food product label developed or copyrighted on or after January 1, 2027. Here's today's final word. Not a lot of input from agriculture into that report, and it's noticed. That National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphreys discussing the lack of producer input considered in the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.